Welcome to Stories of Abdu'l-Bahá, a podcast created in the year of the 100th anniversary of the ascension of Abdu'l-Bahá. In this podcast, stories on the life of Abdu'l-Bahá are shared in the hopes of generating profound reflections. In today's episode, we will hear stories from vignettes from the life of Abdu'l-Bahá. Chapter 2, His Kindly Heart. Let your heart burn with loving kindness for all who may cross your path. Abdu'l-Bahá. When Abdu'l-Bahá was in San Francisco, his hostess arranged an interview with the mayor of Berkeley. Many dignitaries and university people were together at the reception. As the appointed hour for departure approached, the hostess went upstairs to warn Abdu'l-Bahá that the time was near. He smiled and waved her away, saying, "Very soon, very soon." She left him with some impatience, for there was no evidence of preparation for the trip. After some time, she went up again, for the automobile was honking at the door, and it looked as if the mayor of Berkeley would be kept waiting. But she met only a smile, and very soon, from the important guest. At last, her patience was quite exhausted, for she knew that they could not possibly arrive at the reception in time. Suddenly, there was a ring at the doorbell. Immediately, Abdu'l-Bahá's step was on the stair, and when the door opened, he was beside the maid, pulling over the threshold a dusty and disheveled man whom no one had ever heard of, but whom Abdu'l-Bahá embraced like a long-lost friend. He had read of Abdu'l-Bahá in the newspapers and felt he must see him. But as he did not have enough money for the car fare, he walked the 15 miles into San Francisco. Had Abdu'l-Bahá left on time, they would have missed each other. But the master had felt his approach and would not leave until his guest was seated at the table with tea and sandwiches. Only then could the master say, "Now I must go, but when you have finished, wait for me in my room upstairs until I return, and then we will have a great talk." In London, it was noted that inquirers often hated to leave. If any were still present when luncheon or dinner was to be served, they were inevitably invited to dine also. To smother embarrassment, Abdu'l-Bahá would extend his hand to the humblest and lead him personally into the dining room, seating him at his right and talking with such warmth that soon the surprised guest felt completely at ease. As many as 18 might find themselves being served by the master himself, but he was prone to continue his interrupted conversations or to tell an anecdote, often sparkling with his humor. Bahá Baha'u'llah wrote, "The wise are they that speak not unless they obtain a hearing, even as the cupbearer who proffereth not his cup till he findeth a seeker." A delightful story is told of a Mademoiselle Letitia who had come from a poor family in Haifa to live in the master's home in Akka to teach French to the children. She was happy there, though she was a Catholic, and the nuns in the convent watched over her. One day, when a French pilgrim came for a visit, her services as translator were needed, as no one else knew French. Mademoiselle became embarrassed and later confessed to the nuns. For a number of days thereafter, she looked very stern. Abdu'l-Bahá, noticing this, called her to him and reassured her, "Letitia, tell the good nuns that they need have no fear. I asked you to interpret for me because there was no one else to speak French, not because I desire to teach you. We have so many Baha'is who come here, begging with all their hearts and all their love for instruction, that only to them do we give our precious teaching. You would have to beg and beg and beg before I would give it to you, and even then I might not do so, for it is not so cheap as to be bestowed where it is not wanted. Stay in the home if you like, or go if you are not happy here. We are glad to have you if you care to stay, but free your heart of all fear that we will try to make a Baha'i of you."
Enable me to grow beneath the shadows of thy loving kindness. Abdu'l-Bahá. O God, get me, protect me, make of me a shining lamp and a brilliant star. Thou art the mighty and the powerful.